welcome to my first podcast episode. What better time of the year to start than at Christmas? And as exciting as Christmas can be, we all want to make it as easy as possible so that we have the chance to take a time out and relax. We don't want to spend all of our time preparing and cooking and not getting to sit back and enjoy the magic. So I'm going to talk to you today about, well, let's be honest, one of the most significant parts of Christmas, the food. So without further ado, let's dive into the Plan Ahead Christmas menu. I've broken this down into three steps. First, create the menu. Second, what can be made ahead? And third, planning ahead. And as we go through, I'll walk you through how to plan these different jobs into the next few weeks in the lead up to Christmas Day. So first, coming up with the menu. I'm thinking about what I'm wanting for breakfast, what I'm wanting for lunch, dinner, dessert and snacks. And whichever planning system you're using, let's get Christmassy and make it look magical. So on mine, I've been using little snowflake stickers to indicate what can be made in advance and put into the freezer. So this means less for me to do on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. And I've also made a little note to remind myself, for some recipes, I can make part of it in advance, but I might have to make the filling, for example, on the day or the day before, just to keep it fresh. So once I've decided the menu and figured out what can be made in advance, I next need to think about when I'm going to be doing it. And I've broken this down into different weeks. Now there are 4 weeks in the lead up to Christmas of December, and Christmas falls on the end of the fourth week this year. So now again, we want to make this as easy as possible. Just because we can make ahead doesn't mean we should cram everything in as soon as possible and overwhelm ourselves. Instead, we can spread this out. Something I've realised as I was doing this is when I'm thinking about what I'm going to be making on week 1, week 2, week 3 and week 4 is where ingredients might overlap. For example, one recipe might use egg whites, another recipe might use egg yolk. So rather than putting them on different weeks, let's not make any waste, let's not find ourselves spending more money than we need to, and let's pair these up in making them in the same week. And so you'll see each week I've been breaking down what I'm going to be making. Now, coming into week 3, I'm going to leave some, I suppose, buffer time or backup time. So if something was to pop up, some unexpected plans or challenges, I've got time to allow myself to catch up without having to cram those last few things in right before Christmas. And then week 4, I'm saving just to make those things that cannot be made in advance, like my dessert fillings, the preparing the turkey and things like that. So the only thing I really need to be thinking about then is those preparations and remembering to take things out of the freezer on Christmas Eve or Christmas Day if they cannot be cooked from frozen. And finally, once we've thought about what we're eating and mapped out how we're going to plan this in terms of time, it's time to figure out the finer details of the plan and how it will be executed. So in week 1, I've decided I'm going to be deciding those recipes, having a firm idea of exactly what it is I'm making. The decision may lead to some amendments in that cooking schedule we created, so just to keep that in mind, that it can be flexible to whatever you need. In week 1, I'll also be ordering the turkey. A lot of supermarkets and butchers will let you do this and pick it up a day or two before Christmas, and if you're lucky, they may even deliver it to your house. Week 1, I'll also be making a plan to use things in the freezer to make sure that I actually do have space to be putting all this Christmas preparation in. And I'll be coordinating with my family just to make sure that everyone's clear on who's doing what and making sure that we do have everything that we want on Christmas Day. Week 2, I'm going to start thinking about planning those goods with the long shelf life. So things like cheese, ham, frozen fruit, because I just want to make sure I've got it on hand before the stores sell out. And if they have a long shelf life, why am I waiting? Week 3 is going to consist of me catching up on anything that's fallen behind. So maybe getting those lifelong goods, I might have to go to a different supermarket, might have had another idea and want to grab some extra things. So just keeping that backup time helps to reduce the rush and the stress. And finally, week 4 will be those jobs that cannot be done ahead of time, like picking up the turkey, prepping it like I mentioned earlier. And as the majority of the jobs should have been done beforehand, I should just be able to relax. There will be plenty of backup time if needed, and then taking out the defrostables on the 24th to enjoy on Christmas Day. And there we have it, a three-step tutorial to making your Christmas menu that much easier. Please share and leave your comments if you found this useful. Thank you for listening, and if you enjoyed it, we'll start thinking about how we can make 2021 a bit more efficient.